שיק, רבי אלעזר שלמה שיק, זכר צדיק וקדוש לברכה, big, big, big צדיק, one of the biggest צדיק in the generation, the amount of people that he brought to תשובה is endless, we can't count בכלל. A lot before Rav Arush, he's older than Rav Arush, before Rav Arush, Rav Shik, he used to say, if you cut my fingers, there won't be any blood pouring out of my fingers. The Belikut HaLachot of Rabbi Natan pouring out. If anyone ever heard him speak, he speaks very similar to Rav Arush, the simpleness very close to Rav Arush, but everything from a source. Rav Arush only speaks from the heart. He, everything, like, Rabbi Natan writes to me, like, it says over here. Everything he has, that's right. He knew everything. He was a genius, genius, big gaon, tzaddik. You can't even imagine. So I'll tell you a story that happened with me. I heard him a few times in Uman. Because here he used to come to Yavniel only, and I don't go to America, so I didn't see him. But in Uman, every time, every week, yeah, I try to go and see him and hear him also. Big tzaddik. And my wife, before we had my last daughter, so she was worried that the birth, what's going to be, how it's going to be, because she had problems with the other kids that we had, Hashem gave us. So she was worried a little bit. So it was before I spoke to Rav Arush. I have a book of Asher Ban Nachal of Sheik. It's letters that he wrote back to people. Answers that he answered them. I said, well, you know what? Rav Shik is a big tzaddik. We have here one book of his. Let's see what he tells you. Rabbeinu writes Likutei Moran to open a holy book. You'll get an answer from Hashem. So I said, Maharaj is a holy person. So what he wrote is holy. So I'm going to open his book. So I took the book. And I opened it randomly like this. Time. I have only one book in my house. Now I have more. But then I had only one of his. And there was a little paragraph over there. Very little. Three, four lines. It's like this. Regarding the birth of your wife, tell her not to worry. Everything will be easy. Everything will be okay. Just to trust Hashem. Just emunah. Three, four words. Unbelievable. Then I also went to Rav Arush with my wife, and he said, "Don't worry. Every day I'll go to the mikvah in the ninth month, and I'll think about her. I'll have her in mind, and everything will be okay." Baruch Hashem, was the only birth. It was the only birth that everything was okay. Even my son that was born, everything okay, he started breathing after the birth. The whole story also, interesting story, I don't know if you want to hear it. but Amash was a big, big tzaddik. And it was a real blessed little chassid, a real blessed little chassid. And many, many people connected to Rabbeinu, connected to Hashem. And he, through him, he saved many people. Like Rav Arush does, he also was his whole life. It was his whole life, every moment of his life. And also the way he left the world was in such yeshiva das. Yeah. Rav Shik. Take me to the fire today. Okay. 8 o'clock, Hamecha Lakodesh, Yavniel. Yeah, I'm going to try to get there. It's not near Tveria, it's a few minutes away from Tveria. It's far. At least 2.5 hours away, and if you don't leave now, so take longer. I'm gonna go with the Lashem. Lashem, I'm planning on. From where? From today's side? Kitzur, Rabbi Stein. It says that someone, the Gemara said that if you cry about the death of the tzaddikim, all your sins are wiped away. So it's worth it to be mitabel. It says also in the Torah, Gadol mitatam tzaddikim yoter mechubar mit hamikdash. The death of tzaddikim is greater than destruction of Beis Hamikdash. The death of tzaddikim, you imagine what we're saying, the Gemara says, the death of tzaddikim is greater, it's worse, kilu, than the chubar mit hamikdash. It's worse.
Doesn't the Talmud say something like every generation there's like half a mile of number
of tzaddikim? Yeah. That's hidden tzaddikim.
Hidden.
Hi, Rabbi Stein. We should hear only Beserah Seveis.
How old was he?
75. It's an interesting story. His wife had a brain tumor. She's alive. And he came to Israel to daven on her parents' graves. The big tzaddikim, her parents. Her father was a big admo, and her mother was a big tzaddikas. And he davened, and he came back to America, and then he had a pneumonia. They did a blood test in the hospital, and then they saw he had cancer in the blood. And they checked his wife, and she was clean. So I don't understand what's going on, but there's definitely spiritual things going on. By side, we should hear only good news. We should not know any sorrow, and it's a loss for all of us. Not a loss only for his community. It's a loss for all of Am Yisrael and all blessed Hasidim. And the way we continue is we continue learning Albanian's Torah and continue learning his Torah and Tzaddik that's there. Kortu.